أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن تولوا فقل آذنتكم على سواء وإن أدري أقريب أم بعيد ما توعدون إنه يعلم الجهر من القول ويعلم ما تكتمون وإن أدري لعله فتنة ومتاع إلى حين. قال رب احكم بالحق وربنا الرحمن المستعان على ما تصفون صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. One was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatan lil alameen. And the second quality is that he received the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the responsibility and the duty of inviting man towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had carried out unfailingly. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. Then after you had invited people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then if they turn away, فَقُلْ آذَنْتُكُمْ عَلَى سَوَىٰ. Then say, I have announced the announcement of Islam, the announcement of the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equally to one and all. Those who had accepted, they were also given the announcement. And those who did not accept, they also received a message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنْ أَدْرِي أَقَرِيبٌ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ مَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to mete out whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. The day of Qiyamah is definitely going to come. But I do not know whether it is going to be close, whether it's going to be near, or whether it's going to be far away in the future. Ma tu'adun, that which you have been promised. Qiyamah is definitely to come. Whether it is sooner or whether it is later, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever you say aloud, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever you conceal, whatever you hide in your hearts, that all that knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٌ. I also do not know that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you time, whether that is a means of fitna, a test for you, وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٌ, or whether it is an enjoyment to a particular time. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the fact that man commits kufr, man commits sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives man time, whether that is respite for man to think about it and make tawbah, or whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that person rope, none of us can say. So hence that also is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّحْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, O my Lord, decide, in other words, adjudicate and judge bilhaq, with the truth. And this doesn't mean that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had any doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adjudicate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge in the matters of man on the day of Qiyamah in this world, and all the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be one of justice. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being beseeched here by Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam for justice. This was not only the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made this dua. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also made this dua. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the dua of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, similar in the Quran. Wa Rabbuna ar-Rahmanu al-Musta'an. Thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, and our Rabb is ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate. Al-Musta'an, the one who is sought for help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat, that on the one hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate And whenever we need of help, we will seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala ma tasifun, upon which the kuffar of Makkah has described, in other words, with regards to the qualities of Allah, the kufr and the shirk that they had made, and whatever they say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman. When they make tawbah and they turn towards Allah and they bring iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. If they do not do that and they continue to speak ill about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is al-musta'an. We will seek the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So those are the concluding ayats of Surah Al-Anbiya. And in this we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns our attention to the very important aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is, after continuously giving da'wat, after continuously inviting the kuffar towards the oneness of Allah, if they turned away, then inform them that I have done my duty, this was my obligation, and I have fulfilled my obligation. Now I leave the rest in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.